for that? That older people might use? If a boy and his father have the same appearance, you say that the boy
resembles his father.
Or?
Looks like.
Or?
Is the spitting image.
Okay. Suppose they have the same mannerisms, you might say the boy
acts just like his father.
Or?
His mannerisms are the same.
Okay. If a mother has looked after three children all by herself, you say she has blank three children.
Raised.
Mm-hmm. Would you ever say anything other than raised?
Reared.
Okay. Would you use both?
Well, you raise cattle, you rear children.
Really? Okay.
Really. And that's from the American Heritage Dictionary, because we had an argument about it the other day.
Oh, very well.
Uh-huh.
Who is the American Heritage Dictionary to tell anybody what to say?
No, I'm saying what is proper. I say raised. Mm-hmm. I was raised. And I will raise my children. But American Heritage says you rear children, you raise cattle.
Well, I don't know if I'd let American Heritage tell me what to say. Okay, to a naughty child, you say you're going to get a...
whipping.
Anything else?
Whipping or... Do you want the razor strap?
Hmm.
Mm-hmm. What's wrong with her? Whipping?
Does whipping imply you're using something, or could it be with your hand?
Spankings with your hand.
All right. Is that not...
You're going to get a whipping. You're going to really get it.
That's worse.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And the razor strap's the ultimate.
Okay.
We now turn that child abuse.
Hmm. If Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say Bob blank a lot.
Grew.
And you certainly have...
Grown.
Okay. And he came up so fast you could almost see him. Same word.
He grew up.
Yes. All right. What would you call a child born to an unmarried woman?
Illegitimate.
Other names?
Bastard.
All right. Joking names?
Not funny about it.
Well, did you ever hear of anything like a woods colt, or a volunteer child, or a bush child?
Mm-mm.
These are things that people have used. You might say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is a lot...
more loving.
All right. Your brother's son is called your... That's one you didn't name. Family relationship.
Your brother's
son is your...
nephew.
Mm-hmm.
Niece.
Okay. A child that's lost both its father and its mother is a...
It's not an orphan.
What is an orphan?
Orphan's when you have no relatives whatsoever.
Oh. Okay, well, what would it be then if it had just lost parents?
Parentless. You would certainly not be an orphan.
All right. The person who is appointed to look after an orphan...
Guardian.
All right. If a woman invites all the people that are related to her, you would say she asked all...
her relatives.
Mm-hmm.
No, I would not say relations.
Anything else you would say?
Kinfolk.
Would you?
No, I wouldn't have heard.
Okay. If someone might have the same family name as you, but actually he's no...
kin.
Mm-hmm. If somebody comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, you would call him a...
stranger.
Mm-hmm. And if you come from another country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use foreigner to mean somebody who was from this country?
Foreigner to the city, yes.
So you might call him a foreigner if he was just from another city?
No, I wouldn't use it as a noun.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I understand. How would you use the word Yankee?
He's a Yankee.
Who would you mean?
They act like Yankees. I mean people above the Mason-Dixon line.
Okay. Is it a pejorative? Sounds
yes,
like
really it is.
Okay. What is a common name for a girl beginning with an M? It's Jesus' mother.
Mary.
All right. George Washington's wife.
Martha.
Nickname for Helen beginning with an M.